This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The way economic crises work is that it's not just people or countries in the middle of them that get squeezed. Market dynamics mean that effects can be felt far and wide. In this case, in the Queens, New York neighborhood of Astoria, sometimes known as Little Athens.
My name is Diana Loisel. This restaurant has been here for 26 years.
I'm Anthony Fidanakis. I've been working here at Titan Foods for almost 6 years.
We have at least 40 different products that we get only from Greece.
We used to be a store that was known for bargains.
Which is our olive oil, our cheese, our, you know, even our olives, our peppers.
We actually become more and more expensive because all of those exports that we're buying from Greece have become less and less competitive.
A huge hike in olive oil, though, last year. Huge hike. Tremendous.
A period where we might bring 10, 12, 15 containers, we're only bringing over three.
They've actually not brought a couple of the beers because the ships just couldn't leave Greece.
Some of the smaller suppliers, they will not accept credit cards, they will not accept debit cards, they won't accept any other payment other than cash.
The olives we buy were about $28, $29. And now they're $52.
Here at the store, our most popular product, Rahova Feta, was priced at $3.99 for almost 15 or 16 years. As soon as the euro came into being as Greece's currency, the price started to steadily rise and rise and rise. And today we find it, you know, we sell it downstairs in our store for $8 a pound, and we have to. We don't make very much money, and that's our top item.
That was Anthony Fedorakis of Titans Foods and Diana Loisel. She is the owner of Telly's Taverna. Both of them are in Little Athens in Queens, New York.